Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
The difficulties that we face are things that I like because, you know, and that's another thing is like going into this career, I tried to talk to as many, all those concerts that I was going to all the time, I would wait around and try to be, you know, at the last, you know, because they would come out and sign autographs and you could talk to them. And so I would always ask, like, what's the hard part? Like, this looks really glamorous, but like, what's your real life like? And what are the difficulties? And it's like, okay, so I felt like I knew what I was getting into. And so I was like, these are challenges that are fun for me to try to overcome. Like, what's the puzzle? What's the, okay, we did this. It kind of worked. It didn't work. Okay, so to make it better next time, this is how we change it. And so you're never bored because there's a constant challenge, a constant, you can always write
there's
a new song.
There's always something to do.
Yeah, so there's always
it's always evolving.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Always movement and motion and forward momentum. That's what I'm hearing you guys say.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like this, you know, helps drive you. And I think because you have, you know, you have the experience of having been on tour, whether it's, you know, worldwide or just, you know, more in the continental United States as the two of you, as the Romies or whatever, wherever you've been, whatever you've done. I think that's a lifestyle that only touring musicians really can understand.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I saw that, you know, like I said, when we had a physical venue, when our organization had that physical venue and we hosted concerts almost every single weekend and, you know, these solo, duo, small groups would come through and it was just, I mean, they have, you know, they're packed in a car, they're packed in a van and I'm just like, if they're off to the next one, you know,
this is life.
And they got to show the very next night and it's in a whole other state and I'm just like, I could not do that. You know? I know it. I mean, I love to drive. I could be the driver, but I don't think I would have the energy to then get on stage and perform, you know? So, so I think that's really a lifestyle that, you have to have it within you to meet those challenges.
Yes.
And it sounds to me like you guys have gotten that down really well and you're on it.
You know, when you don't feel well, it's still a challenge. I mean, just
it
even when you're at the top of your game, it can be a challenge.
Yeah.
The greatest tour just wears you out, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to, I used to ask her, when I was playing keys for her and singing background, I would be so tired and I'd be, I wish we didn't have to do a show tonight. How are you going to get up for this show? Right. And then I took over the big band. And so I've been doing my own artist thing for a number of years. And you just, it's a mindset. You know it's coming. You're as tired as just you can imagine. But you know.
But a switch flips.
That's it. I've got to go out and I have to do this.
Yeah.
So you go out and you give it everything you have, right? And then you just, when it's over, you collapse and hopefully get a few hours of sleep before you have to do whatever.
But when you get up there, like, I don't know that I don't know that I ever felt that way, but like especially once you get up there, it's like, this is fun.
You forget about everything.
It's really fun.
I went through cancer a few years ago and chemo and all that and lost my hair and all
that,
this junk.
Talk about obstacles.
Yeah,
that was,
challenges, yeah.
Okay, bury the lead.
yeah, I mean, that shut us down.
Obstacle, okay.
That literally shut us down for almost 2 years.
Yeah, you talked about moving forward. This this was a, okay, we're not moving at all right now.
Yeah, I'm way skinnier than I was before. I wasn't, like, you know, heavy, but I'm just like, so I went through that, and I remember I had just finished chemo, and I had a concert, it was only a few months after finishing chemo, and I was just, it was so hard for me to get around just in general. And I remember getting on the stage, and I felt amazing. I sang this, it was, I don't remember if it was a 2.5-3 hour concert.
I finished, think he was still bald and everything.
I finished, and I was like, how did I do that? I could hardly breathe. I mean, literally, like, I could hardly breathe before I got on stage. I would just get worn out from getting out of a chair and walking across stage. I did the concert, and I finished, and I in soundcheck, I thought, there's no way I can do this. And I don't know what, but you step up, and you love it so much, this adrenaline, this giving to people, this connecting with people, this, it just, something comes out, right? And
I gotta say, thank goodness and thank God that you're okay.
Yes, cancer free.
I buried the lead on the obstacle thing. But I can relate to that. I have lifelong health problems that I have an incurable lung disease that's very rare. And as an older adult, I have developed some heart problems, and I'm a stroke survivor. And so I know I totally understand that when your health gets in the way of life, let alone, you know, your passions and what you love to do, you know, that is the biggest challenge. Yep. And which leads right into
the
whole pandemic. Because one of my questions for you as working musicians, active working musicians, is how obviously the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted everybody, but I did want to ask you if you would share with us a little bit how you feel it's impacted you guys personally as musicians, and how you're adjusting, or because there might be other musicians or creatives out there who could, you know, be encouraged by what you're doing, or how you see this situation and what you're trying to do to adjust to it. So if it's okay with you to share a little bit about that, I feel like it's important in this time period that we all try to just, you know, support each other and encourage each other.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Well, I think that's
five things to say. So you go first.
Well, I think that's one of the things, exactly what you just said is one of the things that we're trying to focus on. How to encourage people, how to take what we have. The way I try to live my life is I take what I have and I try to make God look good and serve people with it, right? With my gifts.
Yeah.
So during this, I was telling her, what can we do to just like, help people with what we do. So we do this thing called Friday Fun 15 we started, where it's just 15 minutes on Friday live on Facebook or Instagram, and we talk and we do songs and just have a lot of fun, right? Just something we can do to help. Doing songs for people who are stuck in nursing homes and in retirement villages who are so secluded they can't even have meals together, right?
So someone can go to our website and they can order a song and request a song for someone in a home, and they don't have to know them. Like, they can reach out to their local nursing home and say, hey, who is, like, the most lonely person out there who doesn't have, family reaching out to them or whatever, and you can donate a song to them or whatever. I don't think we're even charging them.
So I was like, I don't want to charge for that.
Connect with us, and we can create a video of that song. And it's the big band stuff, you know.
They just love and
connect with that. So we're making that available. So, you know, anyone who is, like, super lonely, or they can send a video message to a friend or something like that. So use us
to do that.
And so I think part of it for me, too, for both of us that we've felt during this, of course, we make our living by people getting together in groups. Which isn't happening, right?
We did have to cancel our European tour that we had scheduled coming up. So we did have to cancel that and miss out on that income and that experience.
I was going to ask about that because I know I'm in Indiana. You guys are in California, but I have a brother who and his family live in the San Diego County area, and I know that they've, you know, you guys are also as locked down as, you know, nobody's touring right now.
Not at all.
So that's a big adjustment for traveling musicians.
It is, and one of the mental adjustments that I've had to make is, okay, this is how it is, and we'll be okay. You know what? We're gonna have food. We're gonna have shelter. We're gonna have transportation, clothing. We're gonna survive. So beyond that, we both kind of took a deep breath, and it's been actually somewhat freeing for us to be able to create outside of or away from all the pressures that are continually on us. Because everything else, right? And so you create less when that's happening, and it feels like now we have more freedom just to be artists.
This time, if you are healthy and you have the luxury of staying home, this is a huge gift of time that we have been given to create and to develop our talents and take them, not only to serve people with them, but all, you know, also like practice more, record more. You know, get things ready so that when
the world comes back,
you've got five more paintings that you can hang up in the coffee house or whatever it is.
And also,
so this is a wonderful time.
The things that went away too, you may decide, I really didn't like that in my life. Whereas before you just accepted it. But once it's gone, you say, wait, I'm way happier now. So there are some changes I need to make. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a great time for that.
And I think I'm so happy that you guys are in that spirit and you feel that way and that you could share that with us, because I feel like, like I said, I'm not a musician, so I don't know that life, but I know a lot of musicians, and I feel like I've been so, in any performance artists, I've felt, you know, dancers, musicians, theater, you know, actors, anybody who's in the performance arts, I felt like this is hitting them harder because, like you said, their job is in front of groups of people, right?
Yep.
And we're not allowing that right now with the lockdowns and everything. And so it's wonderful to hear that you guys have seen that as an opportunity to be more creative and to discover those parts of the process of being musicians that you now have more time for. And I think that's really encouraging for all performance artists and all artists. Mm-hmm. It made me kind of think of I have a poet friend who, she said that instead of being sheltering in place, her home is now artist in residence.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's exactly right.
I love it.
And I thought, well, that's kind of easy for writers, because writers are used to just, you know, being in solitude and doing their
thing. Right.
But, you know, it was her attitude and her
I love that. If it's okay, I want to start borrowing that.
Right. Please do. She would be thrilled. And, you know, give her, I'll give her all credit. Deborah Peterson, I love you.
Thank you, Deborah Peterson.
Yeah. But she's just that kind of person who would take any negative and make it a spiritual, warm, positive thing. And I thought that was such a wonderful phrase that she came up with for, you know, artists in residence usually think of like a painter or something.
Yeah.
And she decided she was going to own that as a poet. And
I love
that
it.
That is cool.
Let's send that out into the world.
Absolutely.
Everybody, artists in residence, no matter what.
I love it. Well, that's what you said. Your mindset, your expectation. It makes such a difference to go through something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now what I want you guys to do is I want you to tell everybody where they can... give us your website address, tell them what's available there for purchase, because, you know, not just the donating stuff that you're doing, but if you have CDs for sale, merchandise, anything like that, be sure and mention that, and then maybe play another song, and then we'll do a little, you know, wrapping it all up. I think it'd
cool.
be good.
Sounds good. So our website is www.theromies.com. So you have to have the
Romies.
So T-H-E, and then R-O-A-M-I-E-S. So we spell Rome like you roam around the world, and then R-I-E-S. So there's...
Because you're plural. There's two of you.
Yes. It's not E-Y-S or whatever. It's I-E-S. So T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.
And all of our social media is at The Romies.
So YouTube / The Romies, Facebook / The Romies, Instagram.com/ The Romies.
Yeah, all that.
So it's just The Romies on all the ones... All the ones. And we also do a podcast. And our podcast is called The Romies Podcast. In our podcast...
Very creative name.
Yes. In our podcast, we talk about being on the go and how to have a healthy lifestyle because of all of our touring and all of that. We obviously have a passion for travel and being constantly going.
Sure.
And so we are sharing content about how the virus is relating to things right now, how to stay healthy during this time. Mm-hmm. And we mostly talk about how we can just like tips and tools and travels and
a life on the go.
Yeah, someone
that's
who's always busy.
I know that's all on your website because I've actually clicked on a lot of that.
Cool. Sweet.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can find our podcast on any outlet where you normally listen to podcasts, but you can just listen on our website. So however you want to find it.
So far, we're only on our website. I don't know how to get. I haven't figured out yet all the podcasts to the other
right.
All the other ones.
Distribution.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a website. I'm putting it on there.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Good start.
Well, great. So that's great. So everyone,
I know you've got CDs on the website.
Yes.
People can purchase those. And,
yeah.
And I always tell people, you know, if you're purchasing anything these days, just allow for a little delays in the shipping because the shipping stuff out there is,
right.
Yeah.
Those essential people are doing their working their butts off. And
yes,
we gotta be paid
that's right.
Them,
but
yeah. And we would be glad to get you those things.
Yeah.
We also have RFID protective wallets. They're little wallets to stick. You can stick it on the back of your phone, or you can put it inside your purse. But it protects people from stealing your information from your chip card.
Yeah. Mm.
And it says the Romies on it, and it's really nice. I have one on the back of my phone. I can even show you.
That's great. Yeah, that's perfect because that's such a great thing to have and have your name on it, the Romies, because people take their credit cards everywhere they go. So they're rolling with the Romies.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And it's a good on-the-go tool because you constantly have it with you. I have my license and stuff there. And so it's just like that helps me. Oh, I'm going on a walk. I'm going to take my phone anyway. I've got my stuff with me. So I love that.
Very good.
And then we also are providing those online experiences. So if you want to grab some lessons, you know, while we're home, we are making available.
Right. Yeah, we don't normally do that.
Zoom or Skype or FaceTime lessons and different songs for people and things like that. So that's kind of what we have.
And if they want to take a deeper dive, when you ask us about our backgrounds, they can go to alexajames.com, roryparton.com, and see how we came together and all this. You know,
Well, that's great. Okay, good. Now do another song for us. Tell us what you're going to do.
Okay, so the special song, one. Yes, we are doing a ditty. This is a ditty. Yes.
It's a COVID-19 jingle, if you will.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, okay,
because the CDC tells us that we all need to wash our hands for 20 seconds. And I am someone who is like, I just want to get it done and over with. And I don't know, like, I have a really good sense of time, but I don't know how long 20 seconds is.
So I start counting and then I stop counting as I'm washing.
Right?
I don't need. I'm
yeah.
Not, I'm
where am
like
I?
Like, has it been 20 seconds?
Yes. Well, we have a solution for you.
Yes. So we have written this song, and everyone needs to learn it, please, and share it. And this is what you sing, either out loud or in your head, while you're washing your hands.
Teach it to your kids because it would be great lifetime hand washing hygiene for them. Right.
Yep.
Perfect.
So, just a quick thing. We're getting it translated each week at our Fun Friday. We're translating it into a different language because the words are that everybody is washing their hands. And so the sentiment behind that is we are all in this together. And we are all part of, we all have a role to help each other be healthy. And so it kind of also keeps that mindset of, hey, we are all in this together and you're not alone. And so that's kind of just something to keep in mind as you're washing your hands for those 20 seconds.
The song is 20 seconds long, so it's perfect.
Okay.
We've only been doing it for 3 weeks.
Everybody's washing hands. Everybody across the land.
Next on the horizons for you, although our horizons are limited.
Ever-changing.
I, there's anything that you wanted to share with us and what a goal you might have to do in the next, anything.
Yeah,
What do you feel is coming towards you or you're going towards it?
Absolutely. Well, we're currently working on a cover album, I guess you would say. So that's one of the things we're doing during this nice COVID quarantine is doing some writing and some producing and some recording here in our little apartment. Also, we're working on a tour, hopefully, fingers crossed. We had to cancel May in Europe, so we've pushed it to October. Hopefully that'll work out. So I've got that on the horizon. Yeah,
I hope so for you guys. I really
thank
do.
Thank you.
I hope that does
yeah,
work out.
And I think the closest gigs we have that are still in the books that haven't canceled because of this is one here at a library
from the city for the city,
yeah,
of Glendale.
For the city of Glendale.
Yeah, and it's an outdoor concert. It's part of their summer series.
So maybe it'll happen.
And so maybe at that time, hopefully things will open up. And it's since it's outside, people can still social distance.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
And I've got a concert in Nashville with my big band in the park in July. Hopefully, you know.
Hopefully, yeah. So, I'm just hoping for everybody. I'm in the position because of my pre-existing health problems. I'm going to have to keep isolating until there's a vaccine.
Absolutely.
Which is so hard because in my regular life, I take care of my one-year-old grandson since the day he was born.
Wow.
And, you know, it's been heartbreaking for me Monday through Friday. He was with me, you know, from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And we video chat. We Zoom now at his dinner time. And he's like, Baba, and I'm like, Lukey. And my, you know, my daughter who's an adult, you know, that's his mother, and my son is a grown up person, and you know, I can't see anybody. I'm you know, my husband and I, even in our own home, we're keeping our distance because he's the one that goes to the grocery store and everything.
The risk is high.
Yeah.
So I'm you know, hoping that healthy, wonderful people can get out there, you know, when it's safe and do the kind of things you're talking about. I'm going to stay isolated until there's a vaccine.
Well, I'm glad.
You don't want to get a respiratory
virus
like this one if you're somebody like me. So
exactly. And I know that takes so much discipline. I know that's so difficult, but I applaud you and I'm very proud of you. And I know that's super tough.
I will say I have my, you know, some days are diamonds, some days are coal.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
It's been a process of acceptance, and I know it's necessary and the right thing to do, but I really, you know, the only thing I can do is keep doing, you know, these kinds of things and try to keep up with our community education arts and try to keep up with our podcast and do these kind of recordings and things with people like you and share that with the world while I'm waiting to rejoin the world again.
Yeah.
And I pray sincerely and hope for all of the touring musicians, all of you guys, all the performance artists, everybody who's healthy, that those later summer and fall dates can happen and the world can be with you in person again to hear your beautiful music. And I thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
I thank you so much for joining me with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.